Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jessica.
And we're with the Concept Crucible podcast, and we're with Jessica here at Maker Expo. Now, Jessica, we're trying to interview random people from the audience, and we cheated because you're not random at all. Jessica, you were an accomplished artist, if I recall.
Yeah, I have completed 2 tarot decks, and I was a consultant on a third, and I've had several people ask me questions on their comic books and mm-hmm. writing projects, RPGs.
Nice. And yep. you presented at Altacrea and Geek Art Show. And
yeah, I was I had a table at Altacrea this year, as well as Robin in the Hood, and at the Cherry Street Cherry Festival, the 9th annual.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a bit about your art? Are you as a maker?
Yeah, in terms of how I designate myself, I'm a multi-crafter. I make several different types of things. Mm-hmm. Apart from tarot, I'm also into making toys and games. So
fabulous.
I make Dublé wands, which is based on the Harry Potter book series.
Yep.
And I also have started making Monstrum dolls. So they help people out with writer's block and anger issues and sadness. So I'm really excited about them. All of the faces are made out of polymer clay. So they're new this year, and they're just a really cozy stuffed animal, really nice to hug.
Awesome. So what is your favorite thing that you've ever made? Choose among your children.
I would have to say the Twilight Rabbit Tarot is the one that gave me the greatest sense of accomplishment. 5 years as a part-time project to see it finished.
Wow.
It was really, really spectacular. I made it for, I was inspired by the 5th annual Rabbit Sabbath, which is run by a friend, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically dresses up as Beelzebunny every Good Friday. And he comes out flagellating himself with a carrot, and then he presents it upon high, raising it above his head, saying, "Behold, the root of all evil."
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's a serious thing. It's totally serious. And yeah, I was just sitting there in the audience that year, it's a great party and everything, mm-hmm. and the ritual is fantastic, and sitting there going, this is what my tarot deck needs to be about. I need to do a rabbit-themed tarot. There are so many cat-themed ones, there mm-hmm. needs to be more love for the rabbits.
Fair, fair.
Yeah, and the weird thing was, I wasn't the only one who started a rabbit tarot at that time. There were others that were started. So it was kind of cool to see their projects unfold as mine was unfolding. So
collective inspiration.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your next big thing? Like, what would you love to make?
What would I love to make?
Give it enough time and treasure.
Oh, actually, this November, I'm finally bearing down and getting started on Gingerbread, which was a comic book I started back in 2007. So I've already written some scripts. I know that's a bit of cheating when it comes to NaNoWriMo, but comic books are so much more intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm bringing back Ginger, who is a gingerbread cookie brought to life by magic icing. And the same magic icing was used on Easter bunnies, so you can imagine how that affected the poor chocolate rabbits when they started getting eaten. Her sidekick is Bunny, and Bunny's not too bright. Favorite color is pink, but not the brightest bulb. When asked what his name is, he takes a long time to come up with an answer.
Fair. Oh man, thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at www.twilightrabbit.com. Mm-hmm. And I also have various links off the website to my Twitter and Facebook.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great time at Maker Expo today.
Thank you. Already had a great time, and I haven't seen everything yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, there's still tons.
Thank you.